open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Because somehow, you know, they did the parenting courses or whatever was asked of them to make it okay for us to go back. And even my CPS worker cried that day. Me and her both cried when she had to come pick us up from the last far home before we went back. And she's like, you're going back. And I said, is Kenny there? My stepdad.
Hmm.
And she said, yeah. And we both just started crying. And then, because I didn't want to go back to the same situation.
Yeah. So did you, though?
We did.
Oh, how was that?
It was less than a year. We were back in foster care.
He was abusive still.
Yeah, and my mom did not help. You know, God bless her heart for being... I told her, I'm the rose that grew from concrete, and she's the concrete that took the beating. But,
what do you mean?
So there's the story about the rose that grew from concrete. Like, how does a rose grow from concrete? It's like
there's
circumstances.
A crack in it.
Yeah, when the circumstances don't give it enough, you know, if anything... It's impossible for any plant to grow from concrete because of the circumstances, right? The environment doesn't allow. And because she called me her bud, I said, well, now I'm a rose. You know, the bud of the rose is what and I became a rose in bloom. Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah.
I'm very musically...
oriented.
Yeah, I love music. I play music.
Guitar?
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite instrument is music guitar.
Do you write gospel songs?
I've been writing some, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Like to sing them?
Yeah. I like me and my girl, Lindsay, we'll go to the beach and we'll just play and sing.
Yeah.
And yeah, just me and her.
Okay, so you two, what happens next? We put this together.
Okay. Yeah, so where are we at? We were at...
You're back home, but you go back into foster care. And what age are you now, 12, 13?
Yeah. By 12 years old, my aunt gets us. Actually, what happened was there was a huge... traumatic blowout. I don't know what freaking happened. My mom said she got drugged by my stepdad's van.
She got what?
Drugged by my stepdad's van. I think they were...
Van?
Yeah, he had a van, a big, like...
Why would she get drugged by a van? What does that mean?
I think... So what happened to my...
Oh, drugged, you mean...
Dragged. Across the pavement. Yeah, dragged. Yeah, is that the right word for that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Drugged, like I was thinking, meant she got drugged by a man.
Yeah. Drugs. Drugs, right?
So she got dragged.
She got dragged by the van. I think they were... She had taken his four kids to go and see him because they were separated again at this point.
Yeah.
New order of protection because we know what that piece of paper does, right? Protects us all.
Yeah.
So he wasn't allowed by the house. She takes him to go... takes the kids to go see him. They get into some form of altercation. And... Yeah.
Come over here, please. Go ahead.
Fighting over the keys, I think, or something, or she was trying to grab him and stop him from getting in the van and leaving.
Yeah.
And I think he closed the door.
Could you close the door, Noah? Thanks.
He closed the door,
yeah.
Which I think caught her hand. Her hand was in the key ring and caught the key ring, and then he took off. And both her kneecaps were skinned. But because she was in her own little world... where she lived on pills, she was able to have enough pills in her to not to be walking around still. I remember, like, vividly, she was walking around.
Wow.
And then me and my brother were actually at that born-again Christian's house being babysat for this, and they get the phone call. I'm pretty sure her name was Teresa, my friend David's mom. Gets the phone call that my mom's back home and to send us back home. So we go across the street back home.
And?
My mom had bled out of her knees all over the house.
Oh, my word.
I can remember the smell.
The smell?
Of blood.
Really?
It was everywhere. She had just been walking around with her blood just coming out of her legs.
Oh, right.
And, like, so it was a two-story house, and there was, like,
What is your mother like today? Is she kind of like, is she not, how is she mentally astute? Is she a smart person?
She's a very smart person. And she was a very good artist, but because of arthritis and
stuff. Why did she take the abuse of this hard man?
I've often wondered that, right? I don't know that there is
why people put up with what they put up with.
You know, I was just reading this,
mm-hmm.
And I ironically turned to the page where some 14th letter and Brother Lawrence is talking about suffering and how, like, the only way to find joy in suffering is to know that it came from God as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that everything comes from God. So if you know God so well that you know everything comes from him, you can suffer with him.
Well, he does. It is written that Jesus was a man acquainted with many sorrows.
Correct. Yeah. So I don't know that there is any good reason we could put logic behind as to why people stay in this.
Did you get tougher and tougher, though? Did you get meaner and meaner as a person at this? Because right now I've known you superficially for a couple of years, but you seem to have a sweet countenance.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, don't thank me. It had nothing to do with it. But I mean, you're kind. You seem to be kind. You always give me a smile like you're really actually happy to see me.
I am most of the time I see you. I don't think I've ever been unhappy to see you, right?
And I think I'll know you now that I know you better. I think we'll be closer because, you know, it's like I didn't know all this was going on. I mean, no one ever explained to me. I didn't know who you were.
Right.
You were a guy that hung out with Pastor Richard Demsick.
Yeah.
And you were at the church, and for all I knew, you were, you know, I know nothing about you.
No, yeah. I probably should write a book so this make it an easier read.
This is great that God has his timing. Just like when you were saying that she got slant caught in the door.
Yeah.
You notice we have a delivery here, and I said, could you please close the door at that exact moment? And that was God's way of letting me know, he is in charge of everything.
Correct.
It says not a sparrow. Jesus said not a sparrow falls from the sky without the Father's permission. Do you not know that you are of greater value than many sparrows? For the hairs on your head are counted. And maybe that's why you cried at 9 when you got born again in that lady's house, because you suddenly realized, I'm loved.
Yeah, somehow I turned on that. By the time I was 17, I was back living at my aunt's house.
Yeah.
After staying with my dad, found out the hard way that he's just another addict like my mom.
Yeah.
At that time, he's stuck in his alcoholism.
Your aunt's successful in business.
My aunt is still, to this day, as far as I know, doing all right, you know?
So you stayed at her house, though. She gave you stability.
Her and my brother got together because I was going to drop out of high school. Me and my dad got into it, he wasn't doing well financially, which causes more stress on anyone active in any addiction, and then you take it out on those closest to you. Mm-hmm. I was an easy
target.
Money
is the number one reason why people get divorced. Money problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And almost any emotional stress that you're carrying will be exaggerated by money issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then it all comes out, right? What you're really upset about. Not the money. Now that you have no money to distract, to buy cheap distractions with, you're going to be feeling
upset. So your mother, your aunt, and your brother convinced you to stay in school?
They kind of just made it a decision for me. They said my brother was...
older than you?
Yeah, 10 months. Okay. He's 10 months older than me. He said, you're getting on a plane, and you're going back to New York to live with Antoni to finish high school.
Really?
Me and Antoni, I just got on the phone with her a little bit ago, and this is what's happening. And I was like, okay. My anger and emotional burdens that I had chose to carry for so long up at that point, when I was 17, you know, those had finally... gotten me to a point where I was isolating at that point, and that's why I was going to drop out of high school.
Isolating, just sticking to yourself.
Yeah, I didn't
doing drugs. Are drugs involved now?
Yeah, I was.
What's marijuana? What?
Marijuana and alcohol.
Marijuana.
At this point
alcohol.
In time, I found out that those two right there could be really good friends to me.
Now, what age was this? 17.
17.
So, were you addicted 17. At this point?
I was addicted, but I think I was born addicted. I think that's why I was born so sick, was because, in my aunt's own words, not that same aunt, another aunt.
Oh, your
told
mother
me,
was addicted when you were born.
And you were
only 1.5 pounds?
Yeah, 1.5.
One pound, seven ounces
is what my. I finally got a new birth certificate sent to me from New York State.
So you were born
one
addicted.
1 pound, 7 ounces.
So you had to come off the addiction as a baby, and nobody knew it back then?
Well, back then, it was my chance. The rate of survival for preemies when I was born was like 10%.
So only 10 out of 100 babies that were preemies, premature babies.
If there was 10 babies in the incubation unit,
wow,
I'm the only one that survived.
Right. Wow.
If there was 20,
chosen
me and one
by
other.
God then.
Yeah, that's what people say.
So you were addicted at 17. You started to drink. You're doing marijuana. What happens next? You get more addicted to drugs?
Oh, yeah. Once I found out what being high and drunk felt like, I was hooked. I was like, this is it. This is brass tacks
right here.
So
you were born again at 9 years of age. Now you're with all these rough people and stuff. You're going to live with your aunt. Now your aunt, Tony, she's the smart one. She's the one that's successful in business.
Her and my uncle Raymond. My uncle, I found out years later that actually only once I finally started getting sober that my Uncle Raymond struggled with addiction and wound up going to the 12-step program and getting sober himself. And then I remembered when we did live with them when I was 12, like at least once a week, or if not more, he would have to leave for a meeting at night. Oh. And we never knew anything. He never shared anything about it.
No. Now you find out years later. So how many years were you addicted before? How old are you now? You're 37.
37.
You've only been sober 2 years?
Yep. I've at this rate, spent more than half my life on drugs and alcohol.
So just give me an overview, a quick overview, because I want to get to Jesus. So from you got born again at 9, so now you're in, let's say you're 17, 18. What was your life like from that until you just got recently born again? What did you do for a living? How did you get by? Did you get married? I know you have a daughter.
Yes, I actually did get married. And
got married?
Yeah, God bless my ex-wife for dealing with being drunk.
What age did you get married?
23?
Okay. No, just an estimate. Yes, that's good enough. Okay, so when did you have your daughter, or what did you get married because she was pregnant?
We did get married because we had already had the kid.
Oh.
So, and we didn't do a marriage. We didn't do a wedding. We just went straight to the courthouse.
Yeah.
I bought a four-pack of Tall Boys.
You bought a what?
Four-pack of Tall Boy beer. Yeah. You know, that was my go to the courthouse. And
how long did that marriage last?
I think we hit like that 6 to 7 year itch spot. And she had been, that's it, she was fed up.
What were you doing for a living at the time?
I found myself building fence.
Fences back then?
Yes. Wow. I started building fence.
He still has a fence company now. Yeah.
Now I pretty much do it for myself. Actually, I do it mostly for what's called Fence Pros of the Treasure Coast.
Mm.
And we are the best.
But you're your own independent boss. You own your own company.
Yeah. What I have is Bro Friends Inc.
Like when you hire a builder, they'll hire a
sub.
Subs.
Right.
Like you might have a plumber sub, you might have an electrical sub, right. You're the fence sub.
Yeah, and I hear recently that there's talks about the state of Florida doing away with a fence license, and now the only people that will be able to, if they do that, the only people to pull fence permits will be the owner of the property or a general contractor.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I'm like, more politics involved, great.
Hmm. So go ahead. So you two last 7 years. You're still doing drugs and you're making a living.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
You are the quiet whisper who surrounds. Doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. In his hands, you told us time, yeah. Oh, 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 everything will be alright. Oh, oh, oh.
Father, you say everything's gonna be alright. But my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes to see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you'd never fail. And tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. Y todo va a estar bien. Everything, oh, oh, oh.
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know what I said again. Oh, 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 everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo.
en su mano está todo el mundo, en su mano está todo el mundo, en su mano está.
Luann, revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne, the kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air.
He's better than your dreams.
Thank you. You've been so good to me. Lord, you've waited patiently. When I've been far from you and broke your heart in two, it was your love that brought me back home. Lord, you always care for me. Lord, you've been there faithfully. When the teardrops fall, so good to me. Before the world was made, before you spoke it to be, you were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were, yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out, we join them as we sing. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God forever. Yeah. Creator God, you gave me breath so I could praise your great and matchless name. All my days, God forever.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida, and I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Ethel Merman was sure speaking the truth when she said there's no business like show business. Have you ever stopped to think about the business of show business? For instance, do you realize what's considered a low-budget film? It costs about $1 million to produce. That's before distribution and marketing. Yep, there's no show without the business. We know about the show. The creative work starts with God giving his creatures a creative spark. An inspired writer or producer has a burden to tell a story. Then they do the hard work of writing and casting and directing and making this amazing product, all to share their story with us. And what Christians in Hollywood are doing is amazing. It's ministry, and it's the show, and it's show business. And as Christian consumers of the arts, when we rent, buy, stream, or purchase tickets to movies that honor God and family, it sends this signal to investors that this is a profitable genre. This is an extremely important part of the filmmaking process. It is amazing as I watch what God's doing in the hearts of everyone supporting these films, both investors and consumers. The result is the quality and quantity of inspiring films are getting better and better. Like when Jesus told us in the parable of the talents, each person was given money and they had to decide how to invest it. If we are investing wisely in the kingdom, every time we buy a theater ticket, download a song, or a God-honoring film, we're investing in a ministry of show business. And we receive a gift in return, a chance to sit back, enjoy a story, and enjoy beautiful music while God speaks to our hearts. But just as we pay for any other goods or services, art and entertainment has a cost. Praise God for allowing us to honor him in the process. Next time you watch a great movie, purchase an amazing piece of artwork, download a new song, be pleased to know you're taking part in bringing godly art to life. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture.
Tested and tasted your grace.
guess I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord.
say.
It's time to start being me. Take the chains off my lips. It's time to set my tongue free. Some might just turn their heads, but some will raise a fist. And you told me to
to stand, so I won't back down from this. They say there are no absolutes, but are they absolutely sure? In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand for truth. Where they claim your way isn't wide enough, and they do their best just to cover you up, I'll stand for you. Hello reality, it's time we embrace honesty. Teach me to speak with truth and love and with humility. You made a promise that you're coming back to earth. So how selfish am I if I don't go tell the world? But could they all just be sincerely gone? In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand for truth. Where they claim your way isn't wide enough, and they do their best just to cover you up, I'll stand for you. They might remove your name from money, but you own it all the same. They kicked you out of school, that's funny, 'cause how could you go away in a land that's built upon your word? It's amazing you've been banned. To think that we control you is absurd. So for truth, I'm here to stand. In a world that tries to water you down, where beliefs cannot be spoken too loud, I'll stand.
iCare Community Magazine cares about community life, and our business owners are a vital part of the community. We promote your business using a print and digital platform that is absolutely free to all. Informative and relevant articles on a variety of current topics capture reader interest and direct their attention to your ads. If you're a business owner, iCare Community Magazine is an excellent tool to show and tell your story, your products, and services to your community. Your local representative is available today at 772-521-5111. You can also visit us on the internet.